The letter sent from Pierce's attorney, Robert Sano, reads, in part, we have evidence that one of your surrogates specifically called Mr. Pierce a wife beater. There is no factual basis for your claim. If you continue spreading your claim, you will be exposing yourself and the surrogates to potential liability for defamation. The wife beating reference stems from a charge of domestic violence against Pierce by his first wife 17 years ago. That charge was dismissed, and Pierce has addressed it publicly. But a perception lingers, at least among Hutchings and some of her supporters, that Pierce is a bully.
I think that Charlie has a little bit of a bully mentality.
It's not the campaign, it's the person involved, and Charlie is a bully.
That was outgoing Borough Mayor Mike Navarre and Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. We'll hear more from her in a minute. But to the comments from Navarre, Pierce has this to say.
Mike Navarre could just as well be a bully, too. You know, and that's what I told Mike. I said, Mike, I wouldn't have felt so bad about being called a bully by you.
Navarre and Pierce sat behind the assembly dais together for 3 years until Pierce was term-limited off the assembly in 2014, and few observers of those meetings would likely say that either is shy to stepping onto the proverbial soapbox to share his thoughts and views. But only one of them is running for office now, and Pierce says he finally enlisted the help of a lawyer because his calls to keep old family business out of the campaign fell on deaf ears.
You know, the reason I went and got some legal representation was is because it continues. And it's continuing now. And you know, you can't do anything about it.
While attacks on Pierce have focused on personal matters, Hutchings has been defending her business record. She's been running on a platform of sound business management experience, but GM dealerships her family owned shut down several years ago.
When General Motors closed 2,600 dealers across the United States and Canada, we had two of those stores because they looked at air miles from Soldotna to Anchorage as 60 miles. So we didn't have any choice. We laid off 62 employees, paid them their wages, paid our vendors. Been darn tough, but I know how to work in tough situations. I mean, this was 2009.
Now, in 2017, another tough situation. With both candidates claiming the high road, voters will decide who has stayed far enough above the fray to earn their votes in the runoff next Tuesday. In-person voting is open now at the clerk's offices in Seward, Seldovia, Kenai, and at the borough. The borough annex office in Homer is also open for early voting. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.